one person. She's gonna be late. I'm not the math whiz, and like I said, I got stuck with this because nobody else wanted to teach it. But actually, I'm not supposed to be teaching. This is gonna be interactive. I send out the PowerPoints and put them in the math folder, so we had this stuff ahead of time. But what we're gonna do is, I'm gonna let you know now what you need to know for that quiz, so that we can all pass it and we only have to take the thing once. You need to know how to convert, you have units per hour in the problem, be able to tell us how many mLs per hour. So study that. You also need to know how many pounds in the kilogram. And then be able to do a problem that says you have to give so many units per kilogram. So what they'll ask you is, like, they'll give you the pounds, you need to be able to convert that to kilograms, and then when they give you the units, how many units per kilogram, you'll have to tell how many units will be given. Do you understand that? Okay. You have to do, there are like probably a good majority of them being able to figure out mLs per hour.
How many questions?
10.
So we can miss one.
You can miss one. Right.
How much
is it going to be?
I don't know how much time.
3 minutes.
I was going to say, is it feels like it's 5 minutes.
No. No, it's longer than that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's longer than that.
Longer than what?
She said 10 minutes. That's a lot longer than that. Because we wanted you to show your work how you got the answer. And every generation learns math differently. So we don't care how you get the answer, just as long as you show how you got that answer and you get the right answer. Okay? Drops per minute. There are a couple questions on there about drops per minute.
This is GTTL.
GTTS.
GTTS of the tubing given.
Yes, your drop factor.
Drop factor.
Yes. There's, I think, one question on there about syringe amount, like mixing a medication, Ativan with some normal saline, and how much you would have in the syringe. So there's one question about that. And you also need to know how many milligrams in a gram.
Okay,
milligrams in a gram. So if you know that information, you guys will pass the test.
Okay.
Okay? All right, so like I said, I'm not the math whiz. And I was told that you guys had most of this before. So our formula for mLs per hour. Know this formula. Also know if the time is in minutes. Know how to work those kind of problems. Okay? They're on the test. Okay, and I want somebody to come up and work this problem on the whiteboard.
I'll do it.
All right. And if there's any other way somebody does it different, they can come up and show how they do it differently. Yes.
So if it's under an hour, it works. Times it by 60, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, why do I need to work it out?
I know she's already got it set up.
Because I want you to tell me what the rate is, the mLs per hour. It's already set up for you. Yes, you have to do that. Okay.
Did I get it right?
Yes, you got it right.
No calculator.
But is everybody comfortable with this? Because there are like two or three of this. This mLs per hour, how to figure out. Okay. Okay, you have an IV bolus of 500 mLs to be given over 30 minutes. Somebody come up and figure this one out. Tell me what the rate is. And that's pretty much like all you have to show on your test. I mean, you don't have to, there's not some big elaborate thing. You know, this is what you need to show. Show us that you did this and how you, that's how you got it.
It's 1,000.
1,000. Remember your rounding up rules. I gave you some information. This is like copies of what you got in the past. For IV calculation rules and your rounding rules. Remember to round on the test. So you get 99999.9. Make sure that you're putting 1,000. You can put both down if you're comfortable. If you, you know, want to make sure you're covered with all bases, you can put both down, but make sure you have that 1,000 on there.
Fran.
Yeah.
Is it going to say whether you, they want a whole number for some things? You know, like something where if you get, you know, 0.08 or 0.8, whether they're going to want a 1? Because that's been an issue in the past on whether they want something rounded to a whole number or not.
ML, they're not going to
changing
the dose. Right.
Well, I'm not quite sure what you mean. What?
I think they round when it comes to, like, IV.
Like your drops for a minute. Sorry. Like if you get 20.9, you should be putting 21.
It was odd because, no, on Kitty's, it actually said to round to the nearest whole number for everything, and it was odd.
Over, so like, an IV push if you drop like 0.8 milliliters.
And because I didn't think some of them should be rounded, but I went ahead and rounded them because it said round to the nearest whole number.
You won't have any of those on the quiz. Yeah. It's a whole number. But yeah, it would change the dosage, like
right.
In a syringe, if you were, you know, you can't really round up. If
it was a lot
0.8,
of,
it's 0.8.
0.8, right.
You can't like round up to 1, because that changes the dosage. Okay, this is an easy one. Administer 1,000 mL of fluid IV over 6 hours by infusion pump. What's your rate?
167.
Yep. There are, I think, two questions on here with hours on it, so know how to do those kind of questions.
And we know to do hours if it says infusion, right? And if you have to scrap back or 3 drops.
Right.
Why is that not 166?
You round up for on an infusion pump, or you can't. You can put that in, but we round up for an infusion pump.
Okay. But actually, they will take it if you plug in 166.7.
Don't do that though. That's why I flunked my dosage comp in NCA1 because I knew the pumps would let you do it, so I didn't round.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, but look at the pump. It's got a point.
Okay.
By infusion, because our infusion pumps do, but I don't know that all infusion pumps will let you do that.
Is that more for critical care meds anyway, probably, that
yeah.
The point something?
Okay. Know this kind too, the manual IV run in drops per minute. Drops per minute. There's a couple questions on drops per minute on there. So you get your drop factor. And your drop factor is given. So that's represented by your, and your drops per ml is represented by C on this formula. So you'll have your volume, your times, and then your drops per minute. And that will give you your, or your drops per milliliter, and that will give you your drops per minute, which is the rate. So here's your physician order. Ampicillin 500 milligrams and D5W 200 mLs to be administered over 2 hours. Your drop factor is 10. Calculate your drops per minute and mLs per hour. Does anybody do it differently than this?
Yeah.
You do? Go ahead, you want to show us how you do it? Whatever is easiest for you guys to do it, just as long as you show how you got the answer.
Well, I just say 200 ml per hour, that's the rate, and then 60 minutes per hour, 10 GT per ml, that, and then the hours cancel, and the mls cancel, and you just go
lots
across.
Of
2 hours.
You have to change the two hours to be 120
minutes.
Oh, yeah, there's the 2 hours there. Yeah. Yeah. That way, yeah.
So you know how to time it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When you cross everything out, it's
okay. 2 hours?
No. I mean, okay. Divided by.
So, what did you get for drafts per minute?
17.
Okay. And what about your miles per hour?
100.
Okay, now someone brought this to my attention, which I did not notice right away, but on this physician order, it says D5, normal saline, 0.9 normal saline, IV over 24 hours. But it doesn't tell you how much D5 normal saline you have. The assumption is it's a 1,000 milliliter bag, but it didn't say that on here, so... That's a screw up in the.
So we're not going to do anything. We're not going to have that.
You have drafts per minute things, but all of the information will be on the, and I'll double check to make sure it's correct today. But yeah, so figure that out. So how many, what would be your drafts per minute, your flow rate, and what's going to be your mLs per hour?
7 drops per minute.
7 drops per minute, is that what everybody got? Okay. And what about your mLs per hour?
42.
Yep. Does anybody do it differently than the way that we got it done here? No? Okay. Is anybody feeling lost with this math stuff, or is everybody good?
If it's going to be what you said, it's going to be on that.
Okay, it is. Okay. Calculating your IV rate in drops per minute. You got a drop factor. You got D5 LR, 1,500 mLs, IV to run over 12 hours. Your drop factor is 10. What's your drops per minute and your mLs per hour?
21.
Did everybody get that one okay?
What was it?
21 drops per minute and 125 mLs per hour. If you guys are working them out now here today and you need more time, just tell me to slow down. I'm pretty flexible.
I did get that one wrong the first time I did it because I did the hours to minutes. I don't know why I did that. That was the only one out of these that I got wrong.
That you got wrong?
Yeah. But now I'm looking at it and I know that I... Because what I did when I did it, I blacked out all the... How you have them set up for us, I blacked all right. that out and then tried to do the problems on my own. Mm-hmm. And the first time I did that one, I got it wrong because I converted the 12 hours to minutes.
Yeah, I thought that was supposed to go to minutes. Mm-hmm. So now...
Well, it comes out the same. It comes out the same. I did it both ways. It comes out the same.
It does.
Okay. I didn't have, well, Well, I didn't have the answers, you know, and I was like, I just thought I set it up wrong. I was like, oh, shoot, I messed it up. I set it up wrong.
Yeah, you would just
but
divide.
But it does come out the same.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. You would just divide 12 times 60 to get your minutes.
Okay.
And then divide it from there.
Okay. Well, then
the whole 1,500 milliliters.
I just went back and saw because I compared how I set it up, and I was like, oh, I set that one up wrong. I must have got it wrong.
That is a good part of what I thought you said, I think, yes. Have we had to figure out a controller in the past? I mean, it's just been fun.
You have 1,600 divided by 7,000.
Yeah, lower
rate. Yeah,
it was just the
flow
rate. It was just the
flow
rate.
Yeah.
Because you don't know that stuff.
I mean, but it was never part of the question. It was just
the drop.
Yeah, give us drop from it. That was the question.
And then when I went back,
and controller was
like, this is
basically like, this is why I was like, drop is how we get it.
I will tell you on the quiz, there's only one question that has two answers that you have to fill in. There's only one like that, and it's not the drops per minute and miles per hour.
What are you talking about?
They were saying that in the past they've only ever had to do, you know, like put in one answer per question. On the test, it is like that. You only have to answer one, either drops per minute or mLs per hour. There is one question on there that does, you do have to fill in two answers, but it's not a drop per minute or an mLs per hour problem.
So what is it?
It's a syringe question, where you have to add medicine with normosaline.
I don't know how you hear that show.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Just like you get too
like if you, they tell you Ativan is reconstituted 1-to-1. Okay, it's always reconstituted 1-to-1. What I mean by that is you have a vial with an Ativan powder in it, and you have to add normal saline to that. Now you add normal saline to it to reconstitute it so that. Or so that like you have 1 mL of Ativan and 1 mL of normal saline.
Right.
That's how you reconstitute it.
Is that 2 milliliters?
Right. How much Ativan you got in there?
1 milliliter.
Correct.
I thought it was a powder.
It's like a ratio. You know.
So
it's a liquid. I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
1-to-1 then. That's
so you're more diluting it or whatever.
No. What did you just tell me? How much Ativan you got in there?
One.
How much do you have in the syringe?
2 milliliters.
All right.
If it was a powder, though, would it be different?
Okay.
It's not rocket science.
I always try to make everything be rocket science.
Me too.
You do?
Yeah, I
do.
I didn't hear, Fran. What, Katie? What'd you just ask? Because it's too loud.
Always draw up your normal saline first, because you don't want to contaminate. Those are multi-dose vials. You don't want to contaminate that normal saline with medication. So always draw up your normal saline first.
What were you guys talking about?
Fran, did
he? John asked, "What you draw up first?" The normal saline or the Ativan. The normal saline comes in a multi-dose vial, so you will always draw up your normal saline first and add it to your medication, because if you do it the other way, you will contaminate that normal saline with medication. And then if you go to use that normal saline for like a flush or something else, you could be giving them medicine. So no, the normal saline you would draw up first and then your med. Okay. Here's another drop per minute, mLs per hour. This is the ANSAF, 1 gram in 100 mLs of normal saline to run over 60 minutes. and your drop factor is 10 drops per ml. Tell me the drip per minute and your mLs per hour.
42 and 250.
17 and 100.
Helps.
How'd you get 42?
I hit the button wrong.
You realize your mistake?
I hit the button wrong.
Oh.
And I didn't double do it twice.
When you're doing this math quiz too, just make sure that you really read the question and you double check your work. So that, because it can be like a, just a stupid little error by pressing the wrong button on the calculator, you know, and you missed it. Okay. Our next one, Levaquin, 500 milligrams and 100 mLs of D5W IV piggyback to be given at 9 a.m. over a half hour. Okay, here's one of your half hour. 30 minutes. Most people know that there's, you don't have to show me that you know that there's 30 minutes in an hour. All right, so what did you get for drops per minute?
33.
Okay, and how about your flow rate or your controller rate?
200.
Okay, did everybody get that? Okay, we got LR, 1,000 mLs IV to infuse over 4 hours, and your drop factor is 10 drops per ml.
That's my 42 and my 250.
All right, what we got for flow rate for drops per minute?
Now it's 42 and 250. I was on the wrong question.
42, yeah. And 250, you guys have 250 for that. Okay, this is units per hour. Now, we deal a lot with units per hour when we're talking about heparin, and you'll see that a lot on a unit. You'll be giving boluses of a unit per kilogram. You'll also hit, there'll also be drips that are hung units per hour, especially, I mean, your heparin drips, that'll be hung. So you have D, which stands for your units per hour desired. So that would be like what the physician orders. Over the H, which is, are the units that are available. So that's like in a heparin bag, 25,000 units is in a heparin bag. And then your mLs that you have available is Q. And that will give you, if you divide D by H and times it times Q, you'll get your rate in mLs per hour. And remember when I was showing you the IV pumps yesterday? It automatically will come up on there if you use that drug dose. You put in your units, you put in your what you want it to run, and it'll come up with your mLs per hour. But for the test, you have to be able to know how to figure that out. So, we got Solumedra, 100 milligrams IV every 6 hours. How many mLs are we going to give of Solumedra? 1.25, because if you gave 1.3, you're changing the dose of that Solumedra.
So these are the ones that
are right.
Now, what if it was 1.256?
Did
I round it to 1.26?
On a syringe, you can't do 1.26. You have to look at your syringe. You have, like, every little line is, like, two, four, six.
So if it was 1.256, I would just keep it at 1.25.
Which would put you right between the 2 and 3 mark on your syringe.
So it has to be kept somewhere.
Right. It has, so you're going to be like either 1.2, or you might be 1.25, or 1.3.
Okay. This paper says around the nearest 10th or 100th, depending on how many places out you have. If that's 2 places out, so then it rounds it only to 10. This paper right here, because it's 1.25, it's got, you know, the 3.58, well, it rounds it to 3.6.
Yeah, see, we were talking about this. I did this one. I asked Demi this morning. I was like, would it be 1.25 or would it be 1.3? Because we were talking around it to 1.
Three places out, then we would leave 2 right here. But because it's only the 1.25, we would round it to 1.3. We don't leave it at 1.25.
That's how we
have. That's what this paper says right here.
So this one is there on the same page.
Yeah, right.
What's that? Something like this.
Thank you.
When you're out there in the real world, I would try to pull it up between 2 and 3. Just because it does change dosage. You know, so.
I flip it. You may flip it, favorite.
But it's not on the test. So. I know, you know, like that's your main concern when you're like a nursing student in school. It's like, I gotta pass that damn test. I gotta pass that test. Because you can only miss one. There's only 10. So you can only miss one. But that's not on the test, so. In the real world, I would not do up to 3. If I were to err, I would do probably. I mean, like if I were to do that, I would do 1.2 versus 1.3.
Right.
Give less than more. And you'll find like when you're giving medications, they order like a range of, you know, like morphine. Well, the patients never had morphine. And they put 2 to 4, don't give them 4 milligrams. Because you know what you're going to do? You're going to send them into respiratory distress and they ain't going to be breathing then. So you're going to start out with a lower dose.
It comes down to it though, 0.05 is like 1/20th of an ml, so it's like pretty minuscule anyway. It's not.
Yeah. It's just that some people are very sensitive to these meds, and I would rather go down than up because you don't want your butt chewed when you call the doctor and he says, well, I didn't order that much. But, you know, they'll know. You know, but it's not on the test. So, yeah. Just a little piece of tidbit information from experience. Just, I would go lower than higher. Okay. We got Lasix. 80 milligrams IV now. The Lasix is supplied 40 milligrams per ml. So how many mls are we going to get?
2.
All right, on this one, lidocaine, 2 grams and 500 mls of D5W IV to run at 3 milligrams per minute per infusion pump. Plug your numbers into the formula, convert minutes to hours for the infusion pump, and let me know how many mls per hour.
What's the formula?
Dosage. They're giving you.
This one's still like D over H times Q, isn't it?
Yes.
But it tripped me up the first time because at first I thought that the lidocaine went on top, the 2 grams. Because it's right there next to physician order. But because he wants it to run at 3 milligrams,
right,
that's what goes on top. And then you have to convert the 2 to grams to milligrams.
Right.
But it tripped me up because it was tricky because it says physician order, lidocaine 2 grams. I was like, oh, that goes right away. I was like, put that on top.
Right. that's not what he wants it to run at, though. That's how much you have on hand.
Can somebody work that one out? Because I'm confused with that. I don't. I think I got 1.5.
It's 45.
It's 45.
Miles per hour.
Yep.
45. Here. Okay. Your what is desired, remember, is the physician's order, what he wants done. So that's where we get our 3 milligrams per minute. And then your H down at the bottom is what you have available. You have 2 grams in 500 mLs. The grams is what you're concerned with. 2 grams is 2,000 milligrams. Remember, you have to convert it so that you have the same. So that's where we're getting our 2,000 milligrams down here. You have that 2,000 milligrams is in 500 mLs. Okay? You should come up with, cross out your milligrams, yeah. So you should come up with minutes per ml, which would be 0.75 mLs per minute. So that's step one. So then you take your milligrams per minute, your 0.75, and times that times 60.
Oh.
Why 60?
Because you want to know what it is in an hour. Yeah.
Correct. So there's 60 minutes in an hour. Yeah.
On the quiz, is it going to be real clear about what it wants? Like, no. If they want you to, if they want like milliliters per minute or per hour? Because I can see like you can go.
Right. There's no. They won't ask you for mils per minute. It'll be mils per hour. Because that's what you, I don't know if there's any directly like this. There are a couple two-step questions though. So you have to know your milligrams, grams to milligrams, how to convert that.
I am
That's how you did it? Well, you can come up and show how you did it. So, and then you should come up with 45 mLs per hour for this. Cross out your minutes and you times that and come up with 45. But why don't you show how you did it? So, I mean, because maybe that might be easier for somebody to do it that way.
I just did the 3 milligrams. Right,
three times 60. You can't see over here.
Oh my God. 3 milligrams. I converted to the hour first with 0.80, and then I divided it by 2,000.
I said, "What's the
10 to the 500?"
Yeah, just add them all together.
Then I got 10 to 500. That's how I did it. Mm-hmm. I thought that was easier for me.
As long as you can understand in your mind how you can get the answer, you know, whatever method is easiest for you, use.
I know, I'm like, yeah, I don't like the way that one set up.
Does everybody understand that one? Any more questions about it or? Okay. All right, this one. Heparin bolus of 90 units per kilogram body weight and start drip at 20 units per kilo per hour. The patient's weight is 110 pounds. How many units of heparin should the patient receive in the bolus? There will be one of these on the quiz. Remember I told you you need to be able to convert your pounds to kilograms? So that's all that first one is. And then you're just taking the amount of the units that he wants per kilogram and multiplying that. So your main thing is just being able to remember that for that problem is that there's 2.2 pounds in a kilo. Does everybody see how we got that and they're good with it? Okay. Because I know there's one like that on the test.
4,500 units.
Yeah, 4,500 units, yep. Okay. Position order for this. Heparin drip is to infuse at 1,250 units per hour. What you have on hand or your supply is heparin 25,000 units and 500 mLs of D5W. What's your mLs per hour going to be? Right. This is, there's also one like this on the test. Did everybody get that 25 mLs per hour? Okay, now you, there's a protocol that we follow for heparin. So you have to increase the heparin drip by 250 units per hour. We're using the same, this last problem that we did, we're using the same information from that. Like, cause say this is a continuation. Your heparin is 25,000 units and 500 D5W. How many units does a patient need to be getting? All right, the last one we figured out, the last, it was 1,250 units is what we started with. We have to increase the drip by 250. So the total number of units would be 1,500. Yeah. So that's where we're getting this 1,500 on here, in case you're wondering where that 1,500 came. Because we started with the 1,250 units. Anybody have any questions about that one? It's 30, yeah. Okay, at the beginning of your shift the next day, the pump is set at 20 mLs per hour. The heparin solution hanging is 25,000 units and 500 mLs of D5W. How many units of heparin per hour is the patient receiving? There isn't one like this on the quiz. Thank God, right? Because this one is hard to figure out. So, anybody want to come up to the board and tell us how to...
A thousand is right.
Remember when you're doing this kind, you know, like you would be multiplying, well, you have to divide. You're going to take your 500 mLs and over the...
Can you show you what we did yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, Amber and I and Chris. This made more sense and it was a lot easier to just line up your units. So if you took 20. Wait, I'm gonna write that for Kurt.
Thanks, I'm nauseous back here.
So if you took 20 ml over 500 ml times 25,000 units, you cross this out, and then you get 1,000.
Oh, that's an easy way to do it, too.
And we were doing it, and Amber was like, just line up the what you have, your likes, and then cross those out, and you end up with that. And I was like, that makes sense.
That's actually an easier way than what I was going to say. There's not one like this on the test.
Yeah, well, when I saw the solve for X, I was like, now we got variables, what's going on?
So it is 1,000 units of heparin per hour for that one. Okay, our next one. Start a dopamine drip at 5 mics per kilo per minute. What you have on hand or your supply is 800 milligrams of dopamine mixed in 500 mLs. Your patient weight is 100 kilos. So your 100 times 5, you know where you're getting that, 100 kilos times your 5 mics per kilo per minute. We'll give you how many mics per minute for the first one? The 500. So then in step two, you see where we used your 500 mics per minute? We changed the 800 milligrams from the dopamine to 800,000 mics. So that you're keeping them in the same, so you have mics and mics. And then timesing that times the 500, which will give you mils per minute. And that's where we came up with the 0.31 mils per minute. And then it needs to be in hours, so times that times 60 minutes per hour. That's a lot of steps. Does somebody know how to do it easier? I mean, if somebody knows how to do it easier.
What is the other one?
19 mLs an hour or 18.6 mLs per hour.
For this problem in real life, would you run around it? Because dopamine is kind of potent, right? So,
you know what? When you do this on a pump, you're gonna put in. It'll come out with 18.6. You'll be putting in your how many mics per kilo per minute they want you to run it at, and your weight. When we went into that, that's why that drug dose library is so valuable, because you plug this information in, and you don't have to do all this math to figure it out. You plug that information into the IV pump, and it's, and most of the IV, unless they have archaic IV pumps, unless you end up working like in a nursing home or something where they have IV pumps from the 1970s, most of the IV pumps will do this for you.
And you do want 19 is the correct answer, right?
Yeah, 19 mLs.
I think the only other easy way to really get it, which is the, take that fiber MCQs or CG,
micrograms,
and
multiply it by 60.
First minute times 16, you get 30,000, and you have 30,000 over 800,000 times 500 milliliters, and then you'll come up with that.
But like I said, whatever's easier for you, however it's easiest for you guys to figure it out. I don't care how you get there, just as long as you get there. All right. Our next one, infused dobutamine drip at 10 mics per kilo per minute. Dobutamine comes 250 milligrams and 250 mLs of D5W, and the patient's weight is 75 kilograms. This is similar. Does somebody want to show how they would work it? Different, maybe differently than the way I worked it? No? No takers. That's how you do it? Okay. What'd you get for an answer?
45.
Yep. Any other questions or problems that you guys want to go over before the quiz tomorrow?
One like this will be on the test one. Because this is new to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there is one.
Okay. How about you drawing up the cigarettes? One to one.
The one to one?
You know, that, you gave that example. Could you give another example?
Ativan is the most common, and
okay.
Give that a lot, that's why I remember it.
So it'll be something like Ativan, 1 ml reconstituted, and reconstituted the other one. How many mLs is that? How many mLs same you need to draw? That kind of question.
Yeah.
It's just like the old age divider that has no
quantity. How many mLs of medicine and how much?
So it's not powder.
No, it's liquid.
Okay.
And it's liquid. I was thinking of solubent drug.
Right.
And Ativan. So how many mLs of medicine and then what is the total amount that's going to be used?
So it's 2 mLs of
Ativan.
2 mLs of
Ativan. Right.
I got all the ones that are good.
There's just
so Ativan is something that has to be, is that kind of like, that's diluting it? Is that what, Ativan you dilute it with saline? Oh.
It has to always be.
Because I was thinking powder too with reconstitution. I'm like, would it still just be 1 ml?
I was thinking saline.
Right.
Okay, you guys can, I need you guys to, count off 1, 2, 3, and then start over. Let's start with you, Krista.
1, 2, 3.
No. Choose three. Go back. Go back and forth.
So, Krista.
1, 2, 3.
No, no, no. We're going like this. Up and down. We're starting at the top. She's three, so Wendy, you would be 1, 2. Andrea,
3, 1, 2.
Oh, it's back up to me. Sorry,
it's you.
3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 2.
One. Remember those numbers because I want to see if you guys can count to three. Come on, we just did a math test. Remember those numbers because you are now going to be split. All of the ones will be with me. All of the twos are going to go to central line dressing change. All of the threes will go to Meditech. And then we'll switch. You also will need to know those numbers for this afternoon when we go to the hospital. You will be split in three groups. One will be going over the ventilators. One group will be doing 4P and 4C. We'll be going over the beds, the monitors, how to do all that kind of stuff. And then one will be going I don't know. Infusion center, I think, maybe? With trees, wherever trees stick.
Are we switching off though?
What?
To go to every place?
Yes. So, you guys can go ahead and take a break. The twos and threes will be in the skills lab, and the ones will be back in here.
Can the twos and threes leave us something?
If you want to, I don't care.
Are the threes for the library?
For Meditech?
For Meditech?
The computer lab?
They, you know what, we'll have to ask Amy.
I thought that's what she said this morning, but maybe she wants to start somewhere.